Page 134. Project Time 2. I live in a magical place. A map of town. 1. Work in pairs. Answer the questions. 1. What is the most interesting city or town you have ever visited? 2. How is it different from the one you live in? 3. What from that city or town would you like to have in your own? 2. Read the information about a small town in the text below. Have you heard of this town before? What is its name? Pay attention to the clues. A bit of geography. The town is located in Britain, near a big school. The population is quite small, but all inhabitants and visitors share a common trait. It is in the mountains and it snows quite heavily in winter. There is a lake close to the town, and across it there is a train station which is the end of the line of a famous express train. A bit of history. The town was founded in the Middle Ages by Hengist of Woodcroft. He was originally from Scotland, but he had to take refuge when people of his kind started to be persecuted. In 1612, the town witnessed an important historical event, the rebellion of Britain's goblins. A bit of architecture. The town's architecture is specific to the time it was founded, the Middle Ages. The most famous building in town is an inn, which now stands on the site of Woodcroft's house. There is a main street, called High Street, with a lot of nice, little shops. The tea shop is quite popular with visitors. A few places of interest around town. The inn in the center has a famous pub where the beautiful lady owner serves butter beer and fire whiskey. The sweets shop is very popular with the students from the nearby school. Some of the most well-loved products are the exploding bonbons and the chocolate ones. The joke shop sells a lot of jokes and tricks like the nose-biting teacups. Two twins, students from the nearby school, will later buy the shop. There is also an iced tea shop, especially popular with couples out on dates. The post office has color-coded shelves, based on how fast the mail will arrive at destination, and it is full of many feathered couriers.